بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers, this amal of reading from Hayat al-Sahaba, this is something that basically is done in most of our marakis throughout the world. It's the last amal of the day normally. And we find in our Shab Guzari also on a weekly basis, generally the last amal after Isha Salah is the Ta'lim of Hayat al-Sahaba. We are doing this now not so that it must be an end in itself, but the idea is to just have a little bit of a glimpse so that we can inshallah try and incorporate this amal and make it part of our lives. Hazrat Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to give, in fact, a whole bayan on this. One is what we call the qanun, the laws and the regulations of Sharia. One is the laws and the regulations, and the other is what we call the mizaj. Mizaj is the temperament of Sharia. And ulama say for us, you can read the books of fiqh, you can read the books of Islamic jurisprudence, and you will learn the halal, haram, you will learn the do's and the don'ts. You will learn the regulations of Sharia. But to get the mizaj, to get the temperament, to get the true sweetness, for that it is imperative that we have a very, very close link with seerah, with the history, with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is why it is very, very important that we, especially those of us engaged in the work of da'wah and tabligh, well, to say on an infiradi basis, on a daily basis, part of our infiradi amal, that is our individual, one is the ijtimai talim which we do of fazail amal. The other is this infiradi talim. We're on our own, take out a little bit of time, particularly when we're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try and read Hayatul Sahaba. Even if it is a small section, but what is done on a regular basis, then inshallah the noor of this kitab Allah ta'ala will give us. For the ulama-i kiram, as Imam Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, to give this advice is to say that if an alim wants to understand tabligh or get some glimpse or idea of this work, the mizaj of it, the usools of it, etc., is to say an alim needs to read Hayatul Sahaba from cover to cover 10 times. Then you will get some idea. This kitab, normally every year when we do this Talim, we go into a little bit of history of it, but obviously because of time constraints, I'm not going to go into too much of introduction today. But just one point, we find that generally books of history are presented, the more famous works like Ibn Kathir's Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, Tabari's, etc., book of history. Generally, the procedure that the ulama-i kiram have adopted, those who compile the books of history, is they present it in a chronological fashion. Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, the beginning and the ending. So from the beginning, every year, every century, as things happened, it was recorded. In this sense, Hayat al-Sahaba is unique. In the Razan Mayusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in essence, this is also a book of history, the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba-i kiram. But he has not presented it chronologically, first year of Nubuwwat, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, no. What he has done, he has presented it on the basis of sifat and attributes. A particular sifat, a particular quality is taken, that is matloob, that is desired, that we have to inculcate within ourselves. And then under that heading, as a Mu'isu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi will bring an incident. So when we read the incidents in Hayat al-Sahaba, it's important to see under what heading he is bringing it. With this intention that how we can incorporate this in our lives. For example, the chapter that we are reading now, the heading that Hazrat Mu'isu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi brings is Bukaw Ashabin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The crying of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Book of history, and look at what an ajeeb title he brings. The chapter that deals with the crying, the shedding of tears. The shedding of tears of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other day we were making muzakarah in one of the masajid that I mentioned. We were in one masjid a few days ago. So the Hafiz youngster, he started reading the first two rakats of Taraweeh. And he got very, very emotional whilst reading the Quran. He started crying in the salah. And he became so emotional and so affected that he read the two rakat salah and he walked out of the masjid, left the masjid, couldn't carry on. And then after that I met one brother who was a doctor, a friend of ours. He says, no, he got an ENT, ear, nose and throat specialist, to check that youngster out. In other words, people were finding it so strange. When we read these incidents, we realize, my respected brothers, crying, shedding tears, today has become the exception. It's become a rarity. Whereas, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the norm. This was normal. It was not possible that Quran would be read and the eyes would be dry. It was not possible that they would hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the eyes would be dry. In fact, it is of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rizqni aynaini hattalatayn. تسقيان القلب بظروف الدمع من خشيتك قبل أن تكون الدموع دمع والأدراس جمرة. What an ajeeb dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. He said, oh Allah, bless me with two eyes that are flowing with tears. عينين هطالتين. And what is the effect of it? What is the effect of it? تسقيان القلب بظروف الدمع من خشيتك. Allah has created every living being, every living organism out of water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we made every living thing out of water. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ فَمِنْهُمْ مَن يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَن يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَن يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah says, every moving thing on the surface of this earth, whether two-legged, whether four-legged, whether hundred-legged, whether it crawls, every living thing we created out of water. So it is Allah's system that our lives revolve around water, because we are created essentially from water. Imagine one day you don't have water. What happens? You're totally parishan. Aside from the fact that you need to drink water to keep yourself clean, you need water for ablution, you need water for your clothes, you need water for your furniture, you need water for your house, for everything you need water. And you are constantly using water to cleanse, to purify. Now is it conceivable, is it possible that externally we are so concerned about being purifying and cleaning ourselves, and internally this qalb, this heart doesn't need water? This heart also doesn't need to be cleaned. Only clean the outside, clean your clothing, every day change your clothing. Clean your utensils, clean your toilet, clean your house, clean your floor. Everything else we clean. There is a water for that. In exactly the same way, understand, my respected brothers, for this heart also there's a water. And like everything else externally we need to be cleaning, inside this heart also needs to be cleaned. This water is different. This water is what water? One narration it comes. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Jibreel. Jibreel told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the malaika write down the a'mal of your ummah. They don't write down the tears of your ummah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel that why are the tears of my ummah not written down? Sanad that this is da'if, but I'm mentioning it anyway. So Jibreel said, "Inna dam'ata al-wahida min ummatik tutfi'u buhura an-nar." That one tear of regret One tear of regret of your ummah will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. That is why it is part of the very, very important etiquettes of dua. The riwayat of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Baqiyan o mutabaqiyan. He said, cry, and if you cannot cry, then make like you are crying. This is the water that's going to cleanse the heart. They say you need different types of water to achieve outward cleanliness. You need sweet water. If you have salty water or slimy water or murky water, you won't wash your dishes with that. You won't wash your clothing with that. You need a certain type of water in order to wash your clothing or to achieve cleanliness. So when it comes to tears also, sometimes you find a youngster, now you'll find him crying. Why he's crying? He's crying over some girl. He's crying over some relationship. Sometimes a person is crying over some financial loss. His deal didn't happen. He didn't make the money he wanted to make. Or crying over other things. That is murky water, that is slimy water. What is the tear that is matloob, that cleanses the heart? In the dead of night, when a person is alone and it is only him and Allah, this, we cannot possibly overstate the importance of what we call khalwat. MashaAllah, there are many brothers that are sitting in i'tikaf. I'm digressing. If you look at this word, i'tikaf, it comes from the Arabic word akafa ya'takifu, which in Urdu means murjana, hajjana. It means achieve total, complete seclusion. Qalban wa qaliban, inwardly, outwardly. Jab tum mere paas hote, goya koi dusra nahi hota. Jab tum mere paas hote, goya koi dusra nahi hota. Inwardly, outwardly, it is only you and Allah. That is what i'tikaf is actually. Unfortunately, nowadays, Allah forgive us, shaitan makes his effort also. Many of us, i'tikaf is like a party. The food is being arranged. The gupshup is going on. The laughing and joking is going on. So outwardly it looks like i'tikaf. But what is i'tikaf? I'tikaf means seclusion. I'tikaf means you are alone. I'tikaf means it is only you and Allah. And I'm digressing further. What is the even bigger musibat? Allah Ta'ala says, تُغَلُّ فِيهِ شَيَاطِينَ. In Ramadan, we tied the shaitans up. But we, mashallah, what we've done is we brought our own shaitan with us. See the cell phone. The cell phone is a very big shaitan. Today, it's not ghibat with one person, it's ghibat with hundreds of people at one time. Twitter, WhatsApp, chat group. Stand in the back of the masjid. Sometimes look at our youngsters. The person is in the masjid, yet his head is stuck in that phone. So for Allah's sake, I'm digressing, it's not my topic to talk about that now, but for Allah's sake, we are humbly appealing, my respected brothers. One is, there are many of you, maybe newly married, many of you have masturat at home, that had such big expectations in their hearts. MashaAllah, my husband is going to i'tikaf, or my brother is going to i'tikaf, or my uncle is going to i'tikaf. He's going to make so much of dua. He's going to be in such an environment. Such a change will come in his life. And wallah, this amal has that capacity to bring a complete change in our lives, provided we do it correctly. Let it not be that all those heightened expectations, you made the qurbani, you left your business, you left your families, you left all your commitments. And because the i'tikaf was not carried out correctly, then khasirat dunya wal akhirah. In the world you had went, you gave the qurbani, and in akhirat, Allah forgive us, you get nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be many people that will fast, and from their fasting all they will get is hunger. And there will be many people that will stand in salah also, and all they will get is tiredness. When the haqiqat and the ruh and the essence of the amal is not there. So, cell phone is a tool. It's an instrument. It's there for a necessity. Our humble appeal, any emergency, inshallah there won't be any emergencies. But if there is an emergency, you'll find out tomorrow. What During these nights and during these periods, particularly the brothers that are in i'tikaf, whether it's nafil or sunnat, we are humbly appealing, switch that phone off. Switch it off. Leave it at home. Inshallah, nothing, you won't lose anything. You'll only gain. Don't let that shaitan come between you and Allah. This i'tikaf is not for chit-chat, it's not for idle chatter. It's not to renew our acquaintances. It's not for laughing and joking. That we have the other 345 days of the year for. This 10 days, this period is for you and Allah. This period is for you to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that to happen, it is very, very important that we achieve what we call khalwat. Khalwat is what the English term for it is solitary confinement. Only you and Allah. Only you and Allah. Be alone where it is only you and Allah. That is the object of i'tikaf. And that is the object of this time that we are spending. And this is something that our elders, great Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, after every tashkil, he would sit in i'tikaf. He would stress on himself. He read his malfuzat, read his life history, how much of emphasis he would put on this alone time. You see, he used to say, jitna jalwat hai, utna hi zyada khalwat hona chahiye. As much as there is exposure to the outside, to cleanse that, you need khalwat. And in that solitude, in that lone time, when it is you and Allah, then to reflect, then to think, then to ponder. Most of my life is gone. How am I going to face Allah? So many ni'mat's bounties Allah Ta'ala has given me. In what sins I have done. How much of nashukri I have shown Allah. What I was supposed to do and I didn't do. The time has already passed. I'm not going to get it back. Qabr is coming. Akhirat is coming. The day when I have to stand in front of Allah is coming. The khawf of Jahannam. The fear, the khawf of Jahannam. The desire for Jannat. The khashiyat and... One ajeeb meaning of khashiyat and khawf and taqwa ulama give this, they say sharam, haya. To have haya for Allah, to be embarrassed that how am I going to face Allah. And then in that solitude, one hot pin prick, even if it's a pin prick, if it's the size of the pin head, one tear forms on the eye. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Allah will make Jahannam haram on that eye. That is the water that is going to cleanse this heart. And that is, I'm not saying this, this is directly the translation of the dua Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. He said, تَسْقِيَانِ الْقَلْبِ بِذُرُوفِ الدَّمْعِ مِنْ خَشْيَتِكَ. Allah, bless me with eyes that will shed tears so that it will cleanse my heart. With the ذُرُوفِ الدَّمْعِ مِنْ خَشْيَتِكَ. With the multitudes of tears out of your khashiyat, out of your fear. And this ability to cry, this is something that we have to inculcate. How is it we are listening to Quran and our eyes are dry? How is it that we hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the eyes are dry? Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا ولخرجتم إلى الصعودات تجأرون إلى الله تعالى. That if you people knew about what lies ahead like that I know, you would laugh less and you would cry more. You would not matalazzatu min nisa. You would not derive any pleasure from women. You would run away to the mountain seeking the protection of Allah. What does the Sahabi say? He says Rasulullah ﷺ was speaking, and the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ covered their heads, and the sound of sobbing and crying could be heard coming from them. This was the effect that the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have upon them. So this is something that we have to inculcate. Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has devoted a whole chapter to this. Bukaw ashabin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this ability to cry, whether it is in dua, whether it is in khalwat, whether it is by listening to Quran, etc. This ability to cry, this is Allah's ni'mat. Normally we equate tears with sorrow and with grief. And human beings by nature, we tend to want to distance ourselves from sorrow and grief. But tears in Allah's khashiyat, this is Allah's ni'mat. Such a great ni'mat, that the Salaf-e-Saliheen, when they were dying, they would say this, that we regret that the opportunity to cry before Allah out of the fear of Allah is going to be lost to us forever. Because this ni'mat Allah won't give you in Jannat. Even in Jannat you won't get this ni'mat. That maza, that ecstasy that Allah puts in your heart when you are crying before Allah, when it's only you and Allah. Even in Jannat you won't get this. Jannat there's no crying. Crying is only in this dunya. So this is something that we have to desire. It's matloob in Sharia. To develop that quality in us. But for that to happen, my respected brothers, we have to be raqiqul qalb. The heart has to be soft. Excessive laughter. Excessive looking at that shaitan box. Excessive looking at the daughters of others. Excessive listening to music. Excessive talks of dunya, of ghairullah. These are the things that blacken and harden this heart. And when this heart becomes black and hard, then it is very hard, very, very difficult for tears to come out. It takes too much time. I'm not going to go into details, but in Surah Baqarah, in the first para, Allah Ta'ala, there's a whole lengthy ayat where this is dealt with in detail. The hard rock that Allah forgive us today has become our hearts. So this is the time now for the purification, for the cleansing process, for the softening of this heart. Let us immerse ourselves in the Quran, in the majalis of deen, in the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very, very, very important, as I mentioned earlier, and we can't overly stress, very, very important is avoid for Allah's sake useless talk, useless activities. This is not the time for it, and this is the thing that hardens the heart. And this is the thing that will take the noor of our ibadat away. Toyota Corolla 297768 is blocking cars. 297768. Like I said, we don't want to take too much of time. These nights are actually for khalwat, Allah's ibadat individually. So we'll read one, two incidents. Thereafter we'll make ijtimai dua, and then the brothers are encouraged to engage in their individual ibadat. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi brings the main heading, Bukau Ashabin Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. The crying of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Bukau Ahli Suffa radiallahu anhum inda nuzuli ayah. He mentions one incident about the Ahli Suffa. Ahli Suffa, this refers to the raised platform in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in fact the first madrasa of Islam. First Darul Ulum of Islam. And this was a raised platform in Masjid al-Nabawi where the very, very poor Sahaba that had devoted themselves completely to the acquisition of knowledge of deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would actually live. And their financial circumstance was such, many, many riwayat, it's mentioned, I'm not going to go into the details now, but very often they would not have enough clothes even to cover their satr. So they would cling to the ground, and whatever little sheet they had, they would use it to cover half the body and cling to the ground so that the other half remained covered. That level of hunger, that level of poverty and hardship. Yet they remained steadfast in that and devoted themselves to the learning and the disseminating of the knowledge of deen. So with regards to them, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions one incident, and he says, the crying of the Ahlus Suffa on listening to the revelation of one ayat of the Quran. أخرج البيهقي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال لما نزلت أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون. الله تعالى referring to the Quran and the fact that the mushrikeen or those whose hearts were devoid with the nur of iman, they would display shock at the Quran, and they would laugh at it. Tadhakun, Allah says, at this revelation you are laughing. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, and you are not crying. So this is the tone of admonishment in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that how can you mock? How can you make istihza of the kalam of Allah? لَا تَبْكُونَ تَحَزُّنًا عَلَى مَا فَرَدْتُمْ. In the tafsir of this is written, كَانُوا إِذَا سَمِعُوا الْقُرْآنَ أَعْرَضُوهُ بِالْغِنَى لِيُشْغِلُوا النَّاسَ عَنْ إِسْتِمَاعِهِ. The kuffar of Mecca, when Quran used to come down, they would play music loudly, so that it could drown out the verses of the Quran, because they feared that if people would listen to the Quran, their hearts would be affected. So Allah sends down this verse, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, that you laugh and you don't cry when Quran is read. Baka Ashabu Sufa, the Ashabu Sufa, they began crying when they heard this verse. Hatta jarad dumu'uhum ala khududihim, until the tears rolled down their cheeks. Falamma samia Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hissahum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound of their sobbing, baka ma'ahum fabakayna bibuka'ihi. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also started crying. And then the rest of the Sahaba, at the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also started crying. So crying was not an exception, it was the norm. They were raqiqul qalb, their hearts were very soft. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And as I said, that this, achieving this quality in dua, listening to Qur'an, being soft-hearted, shedding tears in the khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala, this is something we should make dua for. This is something we should strive for. This is a great ni'mat of Allah, and it carries great reward also. What is the reward? We find in this hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at this juncture, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَلِجُ النَّارِ مَنْ بَكَى مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. لَا يَلِجُ النَّارِ مَنْ بَكَى مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. He will never enter Jahannam who cried out of the fear of Allah. He will never enter Jahannam who cried out of the fear of Allah. وَلَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مُسِرٌ عَلَىٰ مَعْصِيَةٍ. And on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will never enter Jannah. He will never enter Jahannam who cried out of the fear of Allah. And he will never enter Jannat who is stubborn and insistent upon his sin. He doesn't make tawbah. And it's another topic on its own. I'm not going to go into the details now, but just to touch the surface of it. One is to be obstinate and stubborn on your sin. And what is even worse today is this new culture that has overtaken the ummah is to justify the sin. Islam is a contemporary religion. Islam keeps up with the times. That was the camel age. This is the space age. We have to keep up with the times. So under that banner, fancy titles, what happens is the deen of Rasulullah is being adulterated, interpolated and changed. Different interpretations are put behind it. Is what? To make halal that which is haram. Once you do that, then your iman is in danger, number one. And second, you will never make tawbah. Once you've justified what you are doing, how are you going to make tawbah? Tawbah is nadamat and regret. You are justifying what you are doing. So it is something, if you are weak, Allah protect us. Some haram has become a habit. You can't leave it. You're weak. You're caught up in it. At least have the regret. Don't try and justify it. One day, inshallah, Allah will give you the tawfiq to make tawbah. But to be stubborn, to be obstinate, to try to interpret it away, to try to make it halal, that is a very, very dangerous mindset. And Allah's Rasul says, he will never enter Jannat who is obstinate upon his sin. And then the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah is Rahim, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahman. Look at this, how merciful. لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَجَاءَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, if all of you become so muti, so obedient to Allah that you don't make any sins, then Allah will put all of you into Jannah, and Allah will bring another qawm, another people, create another creation that will make sin, so that they will make tawbah so Allah can forgive them. So merciful Allah. That is why the dua Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was taught on this night. She said that if it is the odd night, if I feel it is Laylatul Qadr, what must I read? Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are very forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Allah loves to forgive. Not that Allah wants you to sin, no. But you are going to sin. Human nature, we are weak. You are going to make sin. But don't be obstinate on your sin. Don't be stubborn on your sin. Make tawbah. If you will not sin, Allah's Habib's last is Allah will bring another people that will sin and they will ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. So merciful Allah is. Just one more brief incident. Bukaw rajulin habashiyin radiyallahu anhu bayna yaday nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina tala ayah. أخرج البيهقي والأصفهاني عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال تلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الآية وقودها الناس والحجارة فقال أوقد عليها ألف عام حتى أحمرت وألف عام حتى بيضت وألف عام حتى سودت فهي سوداء مظلمة لا يطفأ لحيبها قال وبين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل أسود فهتف بالبكاء فنزل عليه جبريل عليه السلام فقال من هذا الباكي بين يديك قال رجل من الحبشة وأثنى عليه معروفا قال فإن الله عز وجل يقول بيهقي and Asfahani narrate from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this verse of the Quran وقودها الناس والحجارة the fuel of Jahannam will be men in stones. The fuel of Jahannam will be men in stones. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of Jahannam was stoked. In other words, the heat of it, the intensity was increased. It was stoked for 1,000 years till it became red. Then another 1,000 years till it became white. Then another 1,000 years till it became pitch black. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jahannam is pitch black. And this is such a wabal. This is such a musibah that Allah has created that the intensity of its heat does not diminish any fire. You have a braai, you put your charcoal, fire lighter, whatever it is, you leave it for a while, the flames dissipate. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jahannam doesn't dissipate, it increases in intensity. La yutfa'u lahibuha. Such a wabal, Allah protect us. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said this, in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a black Sahabi from Habasha, from Abyssinia. He burst into tears. Unconsolably, he started crying. Such was the effect of his crying. Where did his crying reach? His crying reached the Arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent. Man hadal baki bayna yadayk. Ya Rasulullah, who is this person that is crying in front of you like this? Allah sends Jibreel. Allah already knows. No need for Allah to ask the question. What is this? This is to show the maqbooliyat and acceptance of that individual. Of that sahabi. That is why Jibreel was sent. Man hadal baki bayna yadayk. Ya Rasulullah, who is this person that is crying like this in front of you? Allahu Akbar, shan-e nubuwat, akhlaq of nubuwat, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only does he say that this is a sahabi of mine from Habasha, but athna alayhi ma'rufa. Athna alayhi ma'rufa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam profusely praises this person. This was the shan of nubuwat. He would give himmat. He would give courage. When an amir in a jamaat sees one of his satis doing something good, not only should we approve of it, praise the person. Give him some himmat, give him courage. Today the only person we praise is ourselves. We're not prepared to give praise to anybody else. As far as we are concerned, mashallah, nobody like us. This is shan of nubuwat. This is what we said, to learn the mizaj of shariat, you have to learn seerah, you have to study seerah. This is the mizaj. This is how people were drawn towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, almost as if he was a magnet. Athna alayhi ma'rufa, he profusely praises this person in front of Jibreel. Allahu Akbar. Then Jibreel says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ Allah says, Allah sent me with a message. Allah sent me with a message. Allah says. And this is what the point we were making earlier, my respected brothers, that this crying is matlub, it is desired. Cry, and if you can't cry, make like you're crying. One day Allah will give you the ability to really cry. And stay away from those things which cause hardness of the heart, which make this heart incapable of crying. Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَإِرْتِفَاعِي فَوْقَ عَرْشِي لَا تَبْكِي عَيْنُ عَبْدٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ مَخَافَتِي إِلَّا أَكْثَرْتُ ضِحْكَهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah sent me with this message. That Allah says, by the qasam of my dignity, my awe, my majesty, my splendor, my loftiness above my arsh, take qasam on all that. And I am saying, Allah says, that no eye of any slave of mine will be wet with tears out of my fear, except that I will increase the laughter and happiness of this person in Jannah. Allah takes qasam on his izzat and jalal. Cry in this dunya out of the fear of Allah, and Allah says, we will make you profusely happy in Jannah. So these nights, this crying, this is not possible without khalwat, without i'tikaf in its true sense, without us striving to achieve seclusion, solitude between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something our elders say we have to do on a daily basis, daily basis. Because every day, like your clothing needs to be washed, and like your body needs to be washed, and like everything around you needs to be washed, every day this heart needs to be washed also. And the hot, hot tears that you will shed in dua, listening to Quran, etc., in tahajjud, etc., this is the water, this is what is going to purify this heart. And it is part of, we should learn this dua, Allahumma rizukni aynayni hatalatayn tasqiyani al-qalba bidhurufi al-dami min khashyatik. قبل أن تكون الدماء دماء والأدراس جمرة. The dua of Islam, this is, ask Allah that give me eyes that will profusely shed tears out of your khashiyat, so that it will cleanse the heart. Allah give us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثير وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. O most merciful, O most kind Allah, O my Allah who knows no decline, O my Allah who has no beginning and no ending, O my Allah whose kingdom will be forever, O my Allah whose sifat and attributes are innumerable, O my Allah whose greatness and majesty is such that if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans have to turn into ink and another 7 oceans have to be added to it and the entire makhluk has to be given the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam and everyone has to write your greatness, your azmat, your kibriya, your jalal, your kalimat, Ya Allah, insan, jinnat, the pens, the waters, the ink, everything will perish. Your kalimat, your greatness, your tarif will never ever come to an end. Ya man rafa'a as-sama'a biqudratihi wa dakhala al-ardha bimashi'atihi wa khalaqa al-khalaiqa bi-iradatihi wastawa 'ala al-'arshi kama yaliqu bi-shanihi. O my Allah, our defective intellects, our dirty filthy tongues, Ya Allah, it is your grace, it is your favor, it is your mercy, it is your kindness that you even allow our dirty tongues to take your park name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we can never describe you as you ought to be described. We can never praise you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are as you have praised yourself, Ya Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wash-shahada. هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له يسبح له يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا الله, how much longer, how much longer are we going to demean your greatness, يا الله, يا الله. Our hearts are filled with the so-called purported greatness of your ghair, Ya Allah. We are impressed by your ghair. We praise your ghair. We take the only thing we speak about is your ghair, Ya Allah. Such is your hilm, such is your tolerance, Ya Allah. It is only your tolerance and your kindness that you do not wipe us off the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. You created the earth, you created the heavens, Ya Allah. You gave us the ability to speak, you gave us this tongue, you gave us this mind, Ya Allah. You gave us the eyes, you gave us the ears, every ni'mat of yours we took, Ya Allah. And instead of praising you, we praise everything else but you, Ya Allah. Instead of submitting before you, we have submitted before everything else besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. You commanded us to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids. You gave this ummat, Fatima al-Zahra, Khadija al-Kubra, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. You gave this ummat Rabia Basri, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded this ummat to clothe humanity with the cloak of shame and haya. Ya Allah, today our own daughters are dancing naked on the stages, Ya Allah. Our youngsters, their bodies are jiving to haram music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our earning is in haram.
Our affairs are in haram. Our muamalat is in haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our speech is in haram, Ya Allah. From head to toe, we are drowning in your disobedience, Ya Allah. We are drowning in your disobedience. How great is your tolerance, Ya Allah? How great is your help, Ya Allah? Humne tere saath dushmani kiya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned against you as a result of that. We destroyed our akhirat. We destroyed our dunya also, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, Inna ardi wasi'a. You have said, my earth is wide. Today this earth has become narrow, Ya Allah. Narrow for the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters are in concentration camps to rid them of the iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect and dignity of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the father leaves the house, he tells his children, I'm going to the masjid. The next thing, the severed limbs of the body of that father are brought back, Ya Allah. This woman gathers outside a bakery to buy bread, Ya Allah. Next thing, the bombs are raining down upon her. And the little babies of this ummah, their bodies are charred beyond recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, you have given them so much of rope, Ya Allah. You have given them so much of rope. They are slaughtering the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are kicking this ummah like a football. Sunnah has become a mockery. To keep a beard has become a mockery. To wear the veil has become a mockery, Ya Allah. Even the personality of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not being spared, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Even he is being mocked at, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, Ya Allah, you have given them so much of rope. They are saying, where is your Allah? They have pride on their technology. They have pride on their weaponry. They have pride on their armies. Ya Allah, we don't have any weaponry. We don't have any technology. We don't have any armies, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is happening, no doubt it is your justice, Ya Allah. It is your justice, Ya Allah. It is your fazal still, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you had to come unto justice, Ya Allah, then we would no longer be insan, we would be khinzir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of this ummah, Ya Allah. The sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw the park, pure environment of Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the Quran coming down. They saw wahi coming down. They saw taqwa, Ya Allah. They saw the qualities of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the mubarak chehra of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is your disobedience. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment is like a steel wall, Ya Allah. Every time we are taking one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. हमने अच्छे बनने की बहुत कोशिश की, हमने अच्छे बनने की बहुत कोशिश की, अक्सर जिंदगी गुजर गए अल्लाह, लेकिन हम अच्छे नहीं बन सके, जैसे तू चाहते हैं हम नहीं बन सके, अल्लाह फ़ुगी मसीह, Ya Allah, we tried to better ourselves. We couldn't better ourselves. Ya Allah, we couldn't better ourselves. Couldn't better ourselves, Ya Allah. We both koshish kiya. ek taraf is gandi mahol, dusri taraf riyakari, ya Allah, dusri taraf ya, teesri taraf ya Allah, izzat pasandi, ya Allah, how many obstacles, ya Allah, how many obstacles, ya Allah, how many obstacles, ya Allah. Hum kamzor hai, ya Allah, we are weak, ya Allah, we are weak, ya Allah, we are weak, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya لا قوي فانتصر لا بري فاعتذر لا مستكبر بل مستغفر بل مستغفر بل مستغفر ہم اقراری مجرم ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ we admit our sins we admit our wrong we admit our weakness یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ but we are beseeching you یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم ان گندے دلوں کے ساتھ نہیں مرنے چاہتے یا اللہ Ya Allah, we don't want to die with these dirty, filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to die with a tongue that is devoid of your greatness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to leave this world with that heart that is not beating with your love and your marifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come into the bazaar of Iman, Ya Allah. We have come into the bazaar of Iman on this Mubarak night. We have come into the bazaar of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to purchase your love, Ya Allah. ہم تیرے محبت خریدنا چاہتے ہیں لیکن یہ سودا بہت مہنگا ہے یو وانٹ ٹو بائی یور لو یا اللہ بٹ یور لو از ویری ایکسپینسو یا اللہ اینڈ آور پاکٹس آر ایمٹی آور پاکٹس آر ایمٹی یا اللہ وی ڈونٹ ایون نو ہاؤ ٹو آسک یا اللہ That your park love should come into our dirty hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have seen in this world the example, Ya Allah. After the devastation of winter, Ya Allah, you bring the warmth of summer, Ya Allah. After the long night, you bring the light of day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes even in the dirty stream, Ya Allah, you bring a beautiful flower come that blooms in the center of that dirty stream, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for you there is no difficulty, Ya Allah. For you there is no difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare paas koi amal nahi hai. Hum ikrari mujrim hai, mere malik. Hum ikrari mujrim hai, mere malik. Hum ikrari مجرم ہے ہمارے پاس کوئی عمل نہیں ہے ہمارے جیب بالکل خالی ہے یا اللہ وی آر ایمٹی ہینڈڈ ایمٹی پاکٹڈ نتھنگ وی کین پریزنٹ ٹو یو یا اللہ اکثر زندگی گزر گیا موسٹ آف دا لائف از گون ایک سجدہ بھی نہیں کیا ایک سجدہ بھی نہیں کیا میرے مالک ایک سجدہ بھی نہیں کیا یا اللہ Not one sajda that we can present to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but whatever we are, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat mein, kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummati hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are his ummat, Ya Allah. We are his ummat, Ya Allah. He cried for us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you consoled him, Ya Allah, you consoled him. You sent Quran down, Ya Allah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى You promised him, Ya Allah, that you will please him, Ya Allah, you promised him that you will please him. Ya Allah, if we go to Jahannam, how is he going to be pleased, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what must be happening to that Mubarak Ruh, Ya Allah? When the manzar and scene of the babies of this ummah slaughtered like this are presented to him, Ya Allah. He couldn't bear a child crying when he was the imam. He would shorten the salah, Ya Allah. The hand of a thief was being cut. He was crying, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what must be happening to him, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are beseeching you through the tears of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Protect our brothers, Ya Allah. Innahum jiyaun fata'imhum. Innahum... Innahum uratun faksum. Ya Allah, they are hungry, feed them, Ya Allah. They are naked, clothe them, Ya Allah. They are barefooted, Ya Allah. Shelter them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for our Muslim brothers and sisters. Protect their iman, protect their izzat, Ya Allah. Protect their deen, Ya Allah. Protect their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them quickly hidayat. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Give Australia hidayat. Give Asia hidayat. Give China hidayat. Give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this humanity like ants, Ya Allah. Billions, not millions, billions of them, Ya Allah. Billions of them. If they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever. Amara kusoor hai. Humne unko tere Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke pyare zindagi nahi bataya, Ya Allah. Humne unki fikr nahi ki. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, "Inna sha'nu nazzil alayhim ayatan fadhallan a'naquhum la khadi'in." You have said, if we want, we will show one sign and the whole humanity will accept Islam. Ya Allah, there is no difficulty for you, Ya Allah. There is no difficulty for you. We are beseeching you. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins openly, secretly, every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Every type of sin is there. Ab iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Hum tere maghfirat ke bheek mang raha ho, Ya Allah. We are begging, beseeching you, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Hame nek aur muttaqi bana de, Ya Allah. Make us amongst the pious ones, Ya Allah. Give us the love of Quran. Give us the love of your zikr. Give us the love of your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the qualities of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tawakkul, taqwa, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from negative qualities. Save us from hatred, from jealousy, from enmity, from riyakari, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be those who sow the seeds of discord in this ummah, Ya Allah. Let us be a source of love, of muhabbat, of unity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us your love, grant us your taluk, Ya Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki. Ab to aaja. Ab to aaja. Ab to aaja. Ab to khalwat ho chuki. Sari dunya se wahshat ho chuki. Ab to aaja. Ab to aaja. Ab to khalwat ho chuki. Maut se pehle tere mohabbat naseeb farma de, Allah. Before death, grant us your love, Ya Allah. Before death, grant us your taluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Hum in gande dilon ke saath nahi marna chahte, mere ghulam nahi marna chahte. Isse badi mahroomi kaun si ho sakti, Ya Allah. What greater loss can there be than this, Ya Allah, that we leave this world without your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we were little babies in the lap of our mothers said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, we didn't even know. We repeated behind them. We also said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, when the time comes, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, then let la ilaha illallah be on our tongues, Ya Allah. Don't abandon us at that time, Ya Allah. Usne khatima naseeb farmade. Let the last day of our lives be the best day of our lives, Ya Allah. Let us be amongst those, your malaika coming down. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Ya Raji'i. Ya Raji'i. ila rabbik radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh brothers and sisters that have passed away in a mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, ya Allah. Make their qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jannah. Ya Allah, become our companion in the grave, ya Allah. The fatan of the grave is coming, ya Allah. They will ask those questions. If you abandon us at that time, ya Allah. If you abandon us at that time, ya Allah, that grave will burst into flames, ya Allah. وَأَغَوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَغَوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَغَوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Let our fasting, let our Quran, let our Salah be our companions in our grave, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, save us from the azab of Qabr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of Hashar, ya Allah. Let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, ya Allah. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, your announcer will announce, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The sinners must go on one side. On that day, you will be giving shade underneath your arsh to the Anbiya, to the Sahaba, to the Awliya, to the Atqiya. Tere izzat ki qasam, hum unme se nahi hai, mere mola. We are not from amongst them. We are not from amongst them. Ya Allah, but we are begging you, ya Allah, we are begging you. We are not from amongst them, but we love them, ya Allah. हमने इस तरह बनने की बहुत कोशिश किया लेकिन हम नहीं बन सके. मैंने बोला ya Allah, give us space also underneath your arsh. Ya Allah, right at the back, ya Allah, right at the back, बिल्कुल पीछे, बिल्कुल पीछे, हमें भी जगह दे दे ya Allah, हमें भी जगह दे दे, हमें भी जगह, give us space also, become happy with us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere dozak ki aag humse bardasht nahi ho sakti, ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fire was stoked for 300 years, ya Allah. That fire that will melt stones, ya Allah. What will it do to the flesh and blood of insan, ya Allah? Ya Allah, we can't bear thorn pricking us in this world. We can't bear headache, ya Allah. Dozak ki aag humse kaise bardasht ho. اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وامهاتنا وازواجنا واولادنا وجميع اقاربنا وجميع اقاربنا وجميع امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك. اللهم اجعلنا من اتقى شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من اتقى شهر. اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار. اللهم حرم أجسادنا على النار. اللهم لا تشوي خلقنا بالنار. يا الله, grant us جنة الفردوس. Our families, our wives, our children, our parents, the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, our parents, their rights we could never fulfill, يا الله. يا الله, we are beseeching you, رب ارحمهما, رب ارحمهما, رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. You repay them, يا الله. يا الله, all those who have asked for duas, who are mutawakki of duas, ya Allah. All those who are in any pareshani or difficulty or hardship, fulfill all their jais hajat, ya Allah. Remove their difficulties and their hardships, ya Allah. Our asatizai kiram, all those who have done ihsan upon us, ya Allah. Our family members, ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all their jais hajat, ya Allah. Fulfill all their jais hajat, ya Allah. Those that have passed away, fill the qabars with noor, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, accept our fasting, ya Allah. Accept our ibadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it khalis liwajhikal kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah. It's not worthy of acceptance, but accept it. Make us da'is of your deen, Ya Allah. Take us to the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Use us for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah. Protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Aqsa, protect the Marakis, the Madaris, the Makatib, Ya Allah, the Khankaz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect the institutions of Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna, Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama al-shahr, wa istakmala al-ajr, wa adraka laylat al-qadr, wa adraka laylat al-qadr, wa adraka laylat al-qadr, wa faza bi-thawabi wal-ajr. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma al-sa'il fala tanhar. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, you have said, don't turn the beggar away. Mere Malik, hum to bikari hai, Ya Allah. We are beggars. We have brought our begging bowls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. La taruddana khayibin, la taruddana khayibin, wala anbabika matrudin, Ya Allah. Hame koi haq nahi hai, hame koi haq nahi hai, hum tere fazal mangte hai, Allah hame khali haath wapas na kar de, Allah, na kar de, na kar de. Accept us, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, hamara kaam ban jayega. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.